Doing this a little early this morning. It's around 9 o'clock, Wednesday, December 28th. And interesting how things fall into place as we move into Colossians chapter 3. And the theme is putting on a new self. It seems quite fitting as we are coming up on New Year's weekend. A lot of people turn over a new leaf, so to speak, in New Year's. People make all kinds of promises and try to keep them, resolutions as we call them. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Got through a wonderful Christmas season here at the church and look forward to beginning the new year this January 1st, which is Sunday, 9:30 traditional service and 11 o'clock contemporary. And we will serve communion as well in both services, so we invite you to come. Just reading Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. And you'll see a perfect theme here for New Year's. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Not a lot of deep things here. It's very clear. If you are a believer, that's how verse 1 starts, if you are in Christ, if you've been raised with Christ, a picture of a resurrected life, then you should seek those things that are above, seek those things that are spiritual by nature, your relationship with Christ, studying Scripture, getting to know God better. We are to seek those things. In fact, verse 2 continues that. First, it says, seek that which is above in verse 1. And then it says, basically, set your mind on things above. Seek what's above and set your mind on what's above and not on the earth or earthly things. Again, a reminder of 1 John 2, love not the world nor the things that are in the world. We are to set our minds on things above. We noted last time together, again, Romans 12 talks about having a new mind, right? A mind that has yielded to God and our faith in Christ. And then verse 3, he reminds us why you should be doing these things. You know, if you've been raised with Christ, if you're a believer, and you're setting your sights on spiritual things and taking your mind off of earthly things, you do this because you died with Christ. Jesus said, take up your cross daily, to live a crucified life. Galatians 2:20. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Again, he's talking about a crucified life there. And yes, he has a life in the flesh. He has a body, but he doesn't live by the flesh. He is living a consecrated life by the Spirit because he's been crucified with Christ. He died with Christ. And so now he lives differently. He thinks differently. He has different priorities, right? And so this would be the same for us. This passage culminates in verse 4. As we're doing all these things, as we are in Christ and raised with Christ and crucified with Christ and living a crucified, sanctified life, when Christ appears, this reward will come. We will be with him. We'll be with him in glory. So if you are in Christ and if you are living with and for him, you truly come to Christ by faith when he appears, which may be sooner than we think, then we will be with him. And we will be with him in glory. So the challenge, as we'll see next week as well, is putting on a new self, living the life that we should be living if we are in Christ. And I pray it might speak to us as we journey through this new year together. Father, we thank you for your word. Speak to us through it, and may we live a crucified life a spirit-filled life. May we read and study your word and look to the things above and set our minds on those things that are above because of our love for Jesus Christ. And we pray in his name. Amen. God bless you. Happy New Year. We'll see you Sunday. Bye now.